Austrian starts in England.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, audio CD&D, indie podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 12 was a good week for ATX, which went up 2.62% to 3,499 points, hitting a new year-to-date high. Comeback of the week was AT&S. News came from S-IMO, Semperit, Frequentis, Kapstreu-Ficom, Valneva, VIG, CIMO, POR, S-IMO and Vienna Airport. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and let us start with Monday. SMO, management of real estate company SMO AG, decided to expand the sales program in Germany, which has been running since autumn 2022 and was originally focused on residential properties and then supplemented by commercial properties outside Berlin, to the entire German portfolio. In this context, the company is examining individual and portfolio sales as well as a possible complete withdrawal from the German property market. SMO, weekly performance, 5.73%. Tuesday, Semperit. The Semperit Group, an internationally oriented group of companies that develops, produces and sells high-quality elastomer products and applications for industrial customers, performed solidly in a challenging market environment characterized by high inflation and a weak economy in the 2023 financial year. Revenue of €721.1 million was generated, which was 7.5% below the previous year's figure. Cost-cutting programs introduced at an early stage already had an impact of €5.8 million on earnings. Continued operations generated EBITDA adjusted for one-off expenses of €81.7 million, minus 14.7%, and unadjusted EBITDA of €71.8 million, minus 28.5%. Earnings after tax from continued operations were positive at €24.9 million, while the loss from the medical business, which has been sold, had a significant negative impact as expected. Earnings after tax therefore amounted to €-17.1 million. CEO Karl Heider: the economic environment was challenging in 2023, but our cost-cutting measures are taking effect. In addition, we invested in our organic growth projects, including the construction of a highly automated, additional hydraulic hose production at our site in Odry in the Czech Republic, already Europe's largest hose factory. With this focus, we are setting a new benchmark in cost leadership and strengthening our competitiveness as a top global player. In the liquid silicone sector, we are investing in additional capacities in Thalheim and thus also in our technological lead in injection molding tools and automation. Semperit, weekly performance, 0.53%. Frequentis, Spanish air navigation service provider, ANSP, Inair has selected Frequentis to complete an expansion of its contingency communication systems upgrade, known as Last Resort Voice. Frequentis has been successfully collaborating with Inair since 2020 to implement its IP-based voice communication solution across Spain, bringing on average one central live per year. The latest contract expansion will include operational maintenance to extend the life cycle of its systems. The systems are being provided to all major ADC centers as a backup system in the event of unavailability of the main voice communications. Frequentis, weekly performance, 1.94%. Kapstreu-Ficom, Ireland's NIMS, Network Intelligence and Management System, initiative is launching a CIATS pilot project to increase traffic safety. Since January 2024, CIATS is fully integrated into the operational traffic management solution NIMS, providing information to road users in real time. As part of this project, 1,500 members of the public will participate in the pilot, offering them a unique opportunity to experience CITS, Cooperative Intelligent Transport Systems, of CAP's TrafficCom firsthand. CITS allows the exchange of data between vehicles, infrastructure and authorities, spanning the M50 and M1 motorways in Dublin. The deployment aims to convey crucial notifications regarding collisions, congestion, roadworks, and adverse weather conditions directly to drivers through in-vehicle screens. This initiative not only showcases the potential of technological integration in improving road safety but also plays a crucial role in evaluating the effectiveness of CITS in real-world settings. CAP's TrafficCom, weekly performance, 1.95%, Wednesday. Frequentis, Oro Navigacija, the air navigation service provider, ANSP, of Lithuania, is extending its Frequentis on-crew traffic management, UTM, solution with a digital, automated, risk assessment tool to speed up the classification of the risk posed by a drone flight in the specific category of operations and for the identification of mitigations and of the safety objectives. The digital application from Skyzer, a member of the Frequentis group, is the world's first for automated risk analysis supporting drone operators with creating SORA according to the guidelines defined by the Joint Authorities for Rulemaking of Unmanned Systems and European Union Aviation Safety Agency, ESA, cutting operator process time by up to 75%. Frequentis, weekly performance, 1.94%. Valneva. Valneva's total revenues were €153.7 million in 2023 compared to €361.3 million in 2022. Total revenues in 2022 included €280.0 million of revenue recognition mainly related to the COVID-19 supply agreements in the prior year. Valneva recorded an operating loss of €82.1 million in 2023 compared to an operating loss of €113.4 million in 2022. The company generated a net loss of €101.4 million compared to a net loss of €143.3 million in 2022. Valneva raises its 2024 product sales guidance to between €160 million and €180 million due to an improved outlook regarding the Ixiero supply constraints that were anticipated in February 2024. As such, 2024 total revenues are now expected to reach between €170 million and €190 million compared to €153.7 million in 2023, driven by continued sales growth of the company's proprietary travel vaccines and the launch year sales of IXCHIQ. Valneva, weekly performance, -0.23%. VIG, Vienna Insurance Group, VIG. An insurer in the Central and Eastern European region, has announced the appointment of Christoph Rath as a deputy member of the managing board. Rath, who currently is the chief financial officer, CFO of the Czech companies Cooperativa Pojistarvna and Česká podnik Adlaská Pojistarvna, is to take over his role at VIG's board effective September 1, 2024. VIG, weekly performance, 1.07%. Thursday, Power. Construction Group Power achieved record earnings of €130.7 million in 2023. Power's order backlog increased by 3.0% to €8,452 million, while the order intake rose by 2.7% to €6,835 million, a continuation of the positive trend of previous years. The largest new orders of the year also came from civil engineering. While revenue rose by 4.5%, Power was able to reduce the cost of materials by 5.8% against the previous year and successfully manage the inflation-driven rise in staff and subcontractor costs. Based on the well-filled order books, the executive board expects a moderate increase in output for 2024 and a rise in EBIT despite a volatile environment. Power, weekly performance, 5.03%. CAMO, real estate company CAMO recorded an 8% increase in rental income to €231.4 million in 2023 despite the sale of non-strategic properties. This development is predominantly related to higher rental income in investment properties and the completion of development projects in the previous years. The result from property sales amounted to €179.2 million, December 31, 2022, €11.7 million, due to profitable sales activities. The revaluation result totaled €532.0 million, December 31, 2022, €94.1 million, and reflects the significantly changed market environment for office properties. At €224.5 million, consolidated net income was below the previous year's figure of €75.5 million, primarily burdened by the non-cash negative revaluation result. Earnings per share amounted to €2.28 on the balance sheet date, €0.75 per share in 2022. In 2023, FFOI of €113.8 million was generated, which is 9% below the previous year's figure of €125.3 million. The FY 2023 guidance of more than €105 million was therefore exceeded. CMO, weekly performance, 0.16%. SMO, real estate company. SMO has signed the contract to sell the Zagreb Tower to the OTP Group. The office building comprises a total net area of almost 26,000 meters to the power of 2 and has a BREEAM International and NEWS Excellence certificate. The transaction is expected to close in the third quarter of 2024. The disposal is in line with SMO's adjusted strategy of gradually withdrawing from the Croatian market. Tomáš Salajka, member of SMO's management board, comments, "We are pleased with this successful sale, which creates liquidity for investments in other core markets of SMO." SMO, weekly performance, 5.73%. Friday, Vienna Airport, the new 2024 summer flight schedule will soon take effect. In the summer of 2024, 60 airlines will operate flights from Vienna Airport to 190 destinations in 67 countries across the globe. Travelers can choose among destinations to the entire world, particularly the extensive variety in Europe and to the Mediterranean. Moreover, the offering of long-haul destinations continues its recovery. Austrian Airlines serves more than 120 destinations, including new destinations such as Boston, Bremen, and Tbilisi, and once again offers non-stop flights to Los Angeles and Tokyo. Ryanair is launching flight service to Rijeka, Albia, Tirana and Split and serves up to 80 destinations. 29 destinations can be reached with Wizz Air, including London and Barcelona, and Eurowings is expanding its route network from Vienna to Germany by adding Berlin. All Nippon Airways, ANA, will resume flights to Tokyo Haneda Airport starting in August, and Air Canada, Air China, Qatar Airways and Kuwait Airways are all expanding their flight offerings. The summer flight schedule is valid from March 31 to October 26, 2024. Fluor van Veen, weekly performance, 4.29%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing.